Distilling the compounds that count. You're listening to Chemistry in Its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World magazine.
This week, we toast with compounds and cocktails. Raising his glass is Simon Cotton.
When it comes to horse racing, Britain has the Derby at Epsom. America has the Kentucky Derby. Like the Epsom Derby, the Kentucky Derby is a race for three-year-olds. But in spite of having almost 100 years more history, the British race does not have a drink to go with it. The drink to have at the Kentucky Derby is the mint julep. It is made by mixing together powdered sugar, water and mint leaves in a glass, filling it with crushed ice, adding bourbon and topping it with a sprig of mint, though each bartender has their own personal style, their own take on it, and the result is the epitome of the Deep South. The main molecule associated with mints is menthol. Its proper name is 2-isopropyl-5-methylcyclohexanol. Because it contains three chiral carbon atoms, there are four pairs of optical isomers of this molecule. Menthol is one pair of isomers. The others are known as neomenthol, isomenthol and neoisomenthol. Only one optical isomer of menthol is made by mint plants, and that is the 1R, 2S, 5R version, though the mirror image isomer can be made in the lab. It has the same melting point and solubility as the natural form, but does have a slightly different smell. The smell receptors in our noses are made of amino acids, all but one of which are chiral, so they interact differently with optical isomers, which often leads to distinctly different smell messages going to the brain. Whilst the natural isomer of menthol has an odour that has been described as fresh, sweet, minty, cooling, refreshing, the totally synthetic isomer has a smell that is similar but less minty, more herby, with muster, bitty, phenolic and herbaceous notes. It is less refreshing and also has about one quarter of the cooling power of the natural isomer. Although much of the commercially available menthol is still obtained from mint, the synthetic version is increasingly being used. The Takasago Corporation in Japan makes 3,000 tonnes a year from the naturally occurring hydrocarbon myrcene, itself obtained by pyrolysis of pinene. Ryoji Naiori, the 2001 Nobel laureate in chemistry, invented a special chiral catalyst involving rhodium for this process. The reaction creates one single isomer of citronellol in higher purity than the natural material, and this is then turned into single isomer menthol. Menthol is used for all sorts of things, most obviously to flavour substances like chewing gum, sweets and other food products. The cooling sensation that it produces means it finds its way into medications for minor complaints like lip balm and decongestants, as well as cough mixtures, mouthwashes and toothpastes, plus treatments for muscular pains and strains. If molecules were people, menthol would be Arthur Herbert Fonzarelli. So cool. But menthol doesn't actually cool you. It just makes you feel cooler. How menthol produces a cooling sensation is something that's only been explained within the last decade. Menthol binds to a particular receptor site on sensory neurons, known as the TRPM8 receptor. This opens a pore, causing calcium ions to move into the cell, generating an action potential which sends a message to the brain. It so happens that part of that receptor also responds to cool temperatures, 20 degrees C or less, which also sends the same message to the brain. The brain cannot distinguish between the causes, so menthol feels cool. Another receptor, known as TRPV1, responds to capsaicin, the chili pepper ingredient, and to temperatures above 43 degrees, so chilies and curries feel hot. Channels like this are critical in our body's perception of hot and cold, enabling us to avoid dangerous hot and cold conditions. Many sportsmen chew mint-flavoured gum, not least footballers and their managers. There may be real reasons why they find this beneficial. In research published in 2004, Professor Brian Rowdenbush of Wheeling Jesuit University in West Virginia reported experiments carried out on athletes on a treadmill. He found that inhaling peppermint odour elevated oxygen uptake and also boosted their mood. These athletes felt they were making less effort and experiencing less frustration than control groups. These results were in keeping with similar studies on basketball players, which showed that inhaling peppermint made them run faster and perform more press-ups, though it did not seem to improve their aerobic capacity. It looks as if more studies may be needed to see if there is improvement in performance as well as mood, but already an enterprising American firm markets a peppermint sports inhaler. Another stick of gum, Sir Alex?
So don't forget the menthol when you go for that run. Birmingham University's Simon Cotton there with the deceivingly cool chemistry of menthol. Now, next week, we add some colour.
Think of the colour yellow. It brings to mind the sun, egg yolks, positive warm feelings. It's very much an affirmative colour, but not one that's always easy to produce. In chemistry, yellow is not unheard of. Sulphur springs to mind immediately. Yet a good, strong yellow is rare enough to comment on, and cadmium sulphide delivers it with bells on.
And discover the uses of this vibrant compound to both artists and industry by joining Brian Clegg in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Meera Senthilingam.
Chemistry in Its Element comes to you from Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and is produced by thenakedscientists.com. There are more compounds that count on our website at chemistryworld.org/compounds.